Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, real quick reset on the Kraft thing. Which way are the winds blowing on the Kraft thing? And I don't think they're blowing in his favor. Who knows? You know, who knows from 10,000 feet what that means? But there was originally in a story this morning in the Boston Globe and others that I found interesting that CNN and, more importantly, CBS, let's just focus on CBS, CBS Television Network, on behalf of its local station, WBZ-TV, has joined five other television networks in a second round of filings countering Robert Kraft's motion to have the video suppressed in the prostitution thing down in Florida. There was originally a whole spate of media companies that filed down there in court to have that video released, countering Kraft. And today, or within the last 24 hours, CBS joined that effort. In the first round, it was ABC and ESPN were the only real notable, to me, notable entity on that list. And now CBS, and again, BZ, locally, on behalf of WBZ, CBS, has joined that effort. Those are major partners of the NFL.
CBS especially, because ESPN has just the one game, right?
Right, but they have they pay a huge rights fee to run highlights and pre- and post-game shows and things of this nature. So ESPN/ABC has been a big rights holder with the NFL. They don't play the regular slate like these other networks do, but they're in there. I mean, they're in the Super Bowl rotation. The ABC gets a Super Bowl every 4 years. So that's a big rights holder. CBS is bigger. CBS is even bigger. When I say bigger, it's even more entwined.
CBS has been a partner with the NFL for as long as I can remember.
Exactly. They had one little hiatus there when Fox outbid them, but then they came right back. But CBS, Kraft has been on the board of CBS. I don't know if he is anymore, but Kraft used to sit on the board of CBS. And CBS Viacom or whatever that permutation was. And he and Les Moonves, thick as thieves. And that was a huge relationship. CBS scene down at Foxborough. I mean, that's a huge relationship. And I don't know where that is now. And the Moonves thing is interesting. You know, he gets all wrapped up in the Me Too thing. And the next thing you know, CBS is on the side of, well, against Kraft down in this prostitution case down in Florida. So I think all those things are sort of circling. But what it tells me is that, you know, this CBS is the NFL establishment. It's the NFL establishment. And if CBS is willing to oppose Kraft in this, what does that say about the way the whole winds are blowing at the league level? That's just sort of a tip-off to me, or I wonder if it is. You know, again, we mentioned the Mike Florio thing over the weekend where he sort of changed course and said, well, if Kraft is exonerated in court, that's just the beginning at the league level, not the end. That he's still going to face league discipline, most likely. And that was a change for Florio. So I just sort of add all that up and like something's blowing in a certain direction. And it ain't Robert's direction.
So are you saying that the NFL is speaking to some of its media people and or partners and sort of giving them its stance on this?
I feel that maybe. Or CBS just feels this is the way this is going, so we're okay being on this side of it. We're okay opposing Robert Kraft on this.
I mean, when that first piece of information came out last week as to the media companies involved, you know, the New York Times is on the list, the Miami Herald, you know, I want to see the Palm Beach Post.
Associated Press, yeah. Orlando Sentinel, places like that.
Yeah. I mean, a bunch of places in Florida, and then, you know, you'd expect the Times, the big papers, et cetera, and then ABC and ESPN. But no CBS, no Fox, no NBC, which to me are, you know, maybe as far as the games go, the three biggest rights holders in the NFL, right? So CBS joining, I just see the way I work, the way my mind works, is that I think someone from CBS said, hey, you know, reached out to someone at the NFL and said, hey, listen, we're thinking about this. Is anybody going to be pissed off if we do this? And someone in the league probably said, well, hey, look, the story is the story. You got a job to do.
So I made a mistake. The Super Bowl has not been on ABC for a long time. For last year was 06. So I don't know why I thought they were still in the rotation.
Well, they used to have Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they did. So I just got confused. So it's been a three network rotation for the last several years. So I got that wrong. Immediate correction. But I know ESPN does pay for. Well, they have Monday Night Football and those highlight shows, and I mean, you got to pay for that. So they are a rights holder, not as big as some of those other networks. So that's one thing. So that's one thing. You know where the winds are blowing there. The fact that CBS is now opposing Kraft on the video thing. What does that mean? Question. And then this stuff came out as well in Yahoo Sports. Charles Robinson writes about. Well, here's the headline. In Robert Kraft prostitution case, possible eyewitness could go against Patriots owner. Robinson writes that sources familiar with the case have told Yahoo Sports the prosecution is seeking to bolster its case with possible eyewitness cooperation against Kraft. The sources said the prosecution was continuing to develop information that could be introduced against Kraft in a jury trial, including potential eyewitness testimony in the event that other evidence is suppressed. And that would be the video. If Kraft is, it prevails on getting the video thrown out, what are prosecutors left with? The gals inside the massage parlor. And that's sort of the implication here of this story, that they're working on turning those gals as witnesses if they're not already. As the Yahoo story said, one unexplained question in the sweep is the status of Orchid's spa employee, Shen Mingbai. According to charging documents, both Wang and Mingbai were identified by police as having engaged in sexual acts with Kraft on video surveillance. However, while Wang has been arrested and charged, Mingbai has gone without charges. To date, prosecutors and police have declined to say why. And so it's easy to say they're trying to flip her, right? Or they've got her in their, or she's in their back pocket.
Right, there's a deal. Right.
That's how it reads. I don't know how you can think anything else.
That she's going to testify against Kraft, right? We don't have video? No problem. We'll bring in the gal. He paid for sex, you know, so that's, and are they leaning on these others? And so this is interesting. Do you know that a couple of the gals from that Orchid spa have been in jail since the thing happened?
I know. I was reading that.
Over a month. I didn't know that. They're still in jail, these poor women. I'm reading from a Palm Beach Post story. The spa's owner and manager have been in custody since authorities revealed their arrests in the operation last month. A judge on Thursday reduced bail for the manager, Li Wang of Hope Sound, and her attorney said he expected her to be released on Friday after more than a month in the Palm Beach County Jail. The circuit judge there lowered Wang's bail to $75,000 from $256,000. Wang's attorney said his client has been treated more harshly than other defendants in her position because of the publicity the case has generated by Kraft's involvement. He asserted that violent criminals regularly receive lower bonds than Wang did. The most serious charge Wang faces is deriving support from proceeds of prostitution, which is a second-degree felony. The other charges she faces are misdemeanors. A person charged on the same charges as Wang normally receives a $7,500 bond for the felony and a $500 bond for the misdemeanor.
Right, and it said she's been she's being charged with more than two dozen misdemeanors, so let's call that 25.
25,000.
No, 25 misdemeanors, which is 12,500.
12,500. She should be, if she were a normal case, $12,500 bond. She was held for $250,000, and they just lowered it to 75.
Right, and it would have been 12,500 plus the 7,500 for the second degree felony.
Call it 20.
So 20K.
Call it 20. She was being held for $250,000. You think they're leaning on her or what?
Definitely.
Think they're leaning on her?
Definitely. And again, this whole, well, go ahead. Continue.
So, of course, a big thing of Kraft's defense is that there was no human trafficking. It was a faulty charge to begin with, so they never should have gotten the warrants, never should have been allowed to stop those cars coming out of the place. To date, writes the Palm Beach Post, no one has been charged with human trafficking in the investigation, which spans three different counties. Authorities have said building those cases will take time and will require the cooperation of the women who were forced to work in the spas. So is that all part of it, too? You don't want to talk, you're going to stay in jail. You don't want to talk? Your bond's $250,000. I don't know. Feels like they're trying to build their case like that. A shackled Wang sat quietly during Thursday's hearing. Family and friends of Wang sat quietly as well, but did not comment following the hearing. Her attorney said he expects her to be, who has been in custody since February 21st, to be freed Friday. She will then be kept under house arrest. If Kraft wasn't a part of his client's case, Wang's arrest would be treated like a normal case, said the attorney. Probably she would have been offered diversion already. We already know that. Interestingly, I didn't know this. On Wednesday,
last week,
Timothy Gehring of Jupiter became the first of the 25 Jupiter Johns to accept the offer from prosecutors to drop the misdemeanor charges against him. So he took that deal.
He did.
That Kraft has turned down. In exchange, Gehring admitted that the case, had it gone to trial, would have found him guilty. It's not an admission of guilt. It's not a plea of guilt. It's just saying, admitting, if the case had gone to trial, he would have been found guilty. Gehring also will perform 100 hours of community service, pay a $5,000 fine and court costs, complete an education class about prostitution, and get screened for STDs. Ew. Last line. Prosecutors have given the remaining 24 men, including Kraft presumably, until April 5th to accept the deal, said a spokesman for the state attorney's office. April 5th to accept the deal, or it's off the table. When's that?
Friday.
I didn't realize that. There's a little deadline there.
Yeah, today's April 2nd. I saw that, too, when I read that story. That's Friday.
Okay. So I just wonder, in which direction are the winds blowing on this case? The prosecutors, if Kraft prevails on the video, the prosecutors have other things in their back pocket.
Well, so that's why that story came out today, when you think about it.
So
deadline's Friday. Kraft is trying to kill the video. So 3 days before, okay, fine. You're going to kill the video? You think that's what you're going to get? We're just letting you know we got witnesses lined up, too. You get 72 hours. Let's go.
This is great. Let's all go to war over a misdemeanor they're willing to drop. That's great. Again, that's just, and you know me, big guy, little guy. I'm almost never going to root for the big guy. I'm rooting for the folks down in Palm Beach. You know, let some billionaire hire a bunch of lawyers and push you around. Yeah, fight back. Good for you. No problem with that whatsoever. But again, what are they all fighting for? A couple of misdemeanors that they'll drop. So there's the latest on that. Your calls on everything after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Max on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Max.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports
Hub. And that's the ball game. J.D. Martinez strikes out to end it. 7-0. The A's win this one. Going away tonight. They take game one.
One and four. At what point does that record start to matter to you? Mass?
I mean, I'm right about there.
Really?
Yeah, well, you're one trip through the rotation, and the thing that I find alarming is that, you know, the starting pitching has not been competitive. Like, at least give me a ball game here. Like, that's the thing, and I know Price was better last night, but the end result is 7-0. And so when your starting pitching goes bad, you just feel like you're lining up for beating every night. You can't discuss anything.
All right.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. No,
single play matters.
It's over before it begins.
Right. You're just buried before the game even gets going, and you know that has to change.
Okay. So there's everything on the table for you, John and Worcester on Xander Bogaerts. Go ahead, John.
Hey, do you think that Xander signing and the way he signed his contract, or even Chris Sale, does that help Mookie signing him, or does that change his mindset at all going into free agency? Does that help?
Yes.
Even the way Felger said, the way they all came to support Xander?
Yes, I think it does. I think the more guys that stay from this current group, the more guys will want to stay from this current group. I think they all like each other and like the environment, and that's sort of, that was my takeaway from the Bogarts thing yesterday, was that, you know, maybe these guys want to be here more than we gave them credit for. And
Mike, in that picture you were looking at earlier, was Betts in it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
He was definitely in it. He was, now, we can easily turn that into a negative and say he was sitting in the corner, he was the farthest away, but I'm not doing that. I'm doing just the opposite. I think it's unusual.
It's unlike you.
Yeah, no, but it's, I mean, honestly, that's how I felt when I saw that picture of all those teammates cramming into that little press conference room just to sit there and listen to him do an extension press conference. I don't know, that just sort of told me something, like they're together. And I also thought it was a good sign that they kept under wraps for a week. No one knew about it, which is another sign of a tightly run, tight ship. That's good. But the most obvious thing is that he wants to be here. And he goes, I think sometimes we wonder, do these guys really want to be here? Do they like it here? And he does. And I think he may have left a few bucks on the table to do it.
Oh, he definitely did.
So I think that's all good. And I do think you keep this ball rolling of guys wanting to stay. I think that does help with the Betts thing. Brian in Bellingham on Kraft. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My thinking on the whole network getting involved and wanting the tape is because they want to use that as a bargaining chip when the next CBA comes around to lower their network from the NFL.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it really works that way, because if they prevail in court, I mean, it's not going to time out. I think the TV deals have a couple of years to go. I just think they're doing their job. I mean, this is, again, journalists are slime. We're slime balls. We have no altruistic sort of, you know, we're not worried about the First Amendment, if we're being honest. We're not worried about freedom of press. We're not worried about all this. We want that video to put on our TV our shows and put online and get clicks and get advertising and get eyeballs. It's business, baby. This is why we want it. So I'm not sitting here telling you, you know, I'm going to Sam the Eagle here defending the First Amendment.
Nothing journalistic about
it. Hell no. It's about business, but that's our business, for better or worse. And as
mostly worse,
deplorable as it is, as we are, as journalists are, bottom feeders.
It's about clicks and sleaze.
Okay. That's our job. Our job is to get that video and put it online or put it on our networks. And if you put that job at the, you know, if you put something else in front of that, you're not doing your job. So good for CBS, good for ABC. They're doing their job.
I mean, I'm surprised CBS ended. I still feel like CBS is straddling it a little, but by saying it's on behalf of WBZ TV.
Well, then,
but nonetheless,
good for WBZ.
Okay,
because I'll tell you what, BZ's got more to lose locally.
They have the fifth quarter.
They're not the big behemoth that CBS is. WBZ locally is more dependent on that Patriots content now locally. I mean, it's a huge deal for BZ locally. Huge.
Sure it is. Yeah.
And for them to have anyone do anything on their behalf to go get the video? Yikes. You know, what Burton with the halftime interview during the preseason. I think Bill's going to do the next time he sees him.
Oh, no. Him and Roche are probably like, guys, like,
let's think about this.
Everybody calm down here.
Bill's going to do what he always does. The question is whether Burton will be allowed in the stadium.
He's gonna snot on him.
But you're not. You're right. The media is the lowest of the low. Like they say, lobsters are like the worst kind of scavengers.
Well, there's only
bottom of the ocean scavenger.
Lawyers.
We're lobster turd.
No, lawyers are. We're just above the lawyer.
Nah.
On par with the real estate agent.
No.
And I say with all the love and respect in my heart for you real estate agents, but let's face it.
We're lower.
You guys are slimy.
No, speak for yourself. I'm lower.
We've got Raymond in California. I've been waiting for a Bruins thought. So, Raymond, I don't want you to hang on all day. Go ahead. What's your B's question?
All right, well, I'm just hoping that the Bees pull it all together before the playoffs and they get these lines sorted out and that Johansson and Coyle start putting some pucks in the net and the defense doesn't keep making these bonehead mistakes. But I'm excited about the playoffs. I hope they pull it together and they can win at least three rounds.
Okay, at least three? So now we're going to the Cup Finals? Let's slow your roll, buddy. Let's see if they get past the Leafs, and then we'll reset against the Lightning if that's what happens.
I mean, that's the thing with that division, too. And look, it is what it is. They could get bounced in one.
No problem.
I mean, easily.
Absolutely. So let's just three rounds. The Cup Finals.
Tell you what, they're a likable team, though. They are. I'll give them that. After last year, I didn't think there was a prayer that they would be able to basically repeat what they did a year ago in the regular season, and they have.
And I'm not too worried about this slide because they've done this the last, you know, they did it last year, too. They went 500 into the break the last month of the year or so. And so that's just, I mean, into the playoffs last month of the year. They're sort of in cruise control. Home ice does kind of matter. I want Toronto at home in Game 7 if it comes to that. I do. And they're 3 points behind you now, I think.
I think it's four or three to go. Four or three games to go is right.
So Bruins are in Columbus tonight. They're fighting for their playoff lives. Bobrovsky's the hottest goalie in the league. I don't love your chances tonight either. I don't love it. On the lines, would you give Pastrnak to Krejci, please, and just keep him there? Honestly. Jake and Stowe. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, so I think there's a little bit of hidden brilliance in the Bogarts deal from Boris's end. So Bogarts just negotiated a contract against to put him at the top of the market after a career year, and he's going to come off for his opt-out immediately after Lindor, Correa, and Seager all hit the free agent market. So those guys will reset the market.
Good point.
Probably around 30 mil, and he'll then be able to either stick with his 20 million or compare himself to those guys, and he'll get more money after 2022.
That opt-out's big, but I'll tell you what, it's good for the Red Sox too.
Sure it is.
You know, if Bogarts sort of backslides to what he was 2 years ago, maybe he's not even worth the 20 million.
Well, that's how I feel. And
in which case he might not opt out, but I'm telling you, I don't hate that opt-out for the Red Sox either.
It's not a horrible deal. It's not a horrible deal. They're paying Porcello $20 million. We don't bat an eye over that anymore. Again, it's been recalibrated. So $20 million is in the middle of the scale now, for crying out loud. And I just look at it and say, the really good news for the Red Sox is that when they traded for Sale, the window was 3 years. Assuming everyone's healthy.
So they're extending the window as we speak, Mass.
Absolutely they are, because you still have, in theory, Betts for one more after this one. You have a Bogarts now. You have Sale now. You have Price. Ivaldi, if he pitches well. Like, the run is getting longer.
Jason and Lowell on the Celts. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing? Just give me 1 minute. I just want to say that Big Jim Murray, you were so right. The worst thing that could have happened to this team is that they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they think they won something. You had Jaylen Brown saying he's winning 5 championships. Jason Tatum saying he's winning a championship this year. And for all the plays that Kyrie does bad, like last night, he makes more winning plays than he does bad. Terry Rozier, whenever he comes in, go look at all the games where they had leads. It's with the starters, with Kyrie and or Horford coming out of the game, and Rozier and Tice come in, they lose leads. It's not because of Kyrie. I don't care what he says off the floor. Hit the mute button. I care what he does on the court. And without him, if all these fans want him gone, just remember, we can't just sign any free agent we want. We would have to pay Terry Rozier. You want okay. that guy leading the team?
Do they lose leads with him off the floor? Is that a consistent trend? I mean, some of them, they are. They blew that big lead against the Clippers after he got hurt.
I told you, I mean, with 10 minutes to play in that fourth quarter last night, Smart and Rozier were driving me crazy. And Rozier on Saturday night was completely useless in a game that they shouldn't have lost to an inferior team in Brooklyn.
The wretched loss in Charlotte, he was out for much of it, but came back with like 5 and change left, and they were up 7. They still had a 7-point lead when he reentered the game, or maybe it was 7 right after he reentered the game. But there was still, and it was freaking Charlotte. So I don't know. I'm sure some leads they've blown with him on the bench or him off the floor. But the sample's huge. He's been right in the middle of some of their awful games, big collapses, blowout losses, bad losses to bad teams. He's been in the middle of all of it. I would not excuse him from the struggles they've had this year. I think he's been in the middle of most of them.
So the one thing that has struck me during the course of the year is that for a team that was supposed to be 10 deep, their bench has sucked. Like, I think. Now, yes. Look, lately it has gotten a little bit better because Hayward's played better. Brown has played a lot better in the last few months. But for a good chunk of the year there, they were getting nothing out of a lot of those guys.
We continue with your thoughts after Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back to your wonderful phone calls. As promised, Mike in the car on the Kraft investigation. Yes, Michael.
Oh, hi. So listen, just on this video with Bob Kraft, there's already a video that's publicly available of Kraft jumping around on stage with Cardi B at one of those Super Bowl parties. And it's, for me, it's hard to imagine any video that's going to come out of this spa being any more embarrassing than that. That's all I want.
Yeah. Pretty grim as that was. I don't know. Go back and read the police report. This one would be worse. This one would be really bad. Really, really bad.
I mean, as bad as it gets.
Really bad.
Like, you know, and again, it's just all about the embarrassment of it, right? I mean, that's what it is more than anything else. I don't care about the actual, you know, act, like decision. Like, you know, that's his life. Whatever. Fine. Good for you. I'm surprised that he did it so, you know, brazenly, like, and put himself in the position where something like this could happen.
Look, again, I've said it many times. The massage, I ain't going to pick at his house. I really don't care. I find it a little sad, a little gross, but that's about it. Could care less. Everything else, the deny, deny, accuse, the fight, and the trying to bully people around with your lawyers, like that I got no use for. I just don't. Here's Paul for you, Maz, on Kyrie's finish last night. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Tony, you kind of glossed over it. That pass he made was a behind-the-back blind pass to Marcus Smart as he was cutting back to the key. You've blown a 20-point lead. Not the time to start doing that kind of stuff.
So honestly, Paul, I don't even remember the behind the back part. I thought
I remember.
Yeah, no.
My wife yelled at me.
No, I'll take your word for it. I thought he made it with his right hand, but again, my eyes are getting worse every day, so don't go by that.
They got a big lead down the stretch, and he's turning the ball over.
So now, if it were a case where they just miscommunicated, like, okay, it happens. I get it. To me, what was annoying about that play was the pace.
There's 6 seconds on the, you said, or 8 seconds left on the, gone on the shot clock?
Eight, right. They still had 16 seconds based on the time of the rebound. Hayward got the rebound, gave it to Kyrie. A minute to go, they're up six and they got the ball and he turns it over in 8 seconds because he's playing like his hair's on fire. Like that one, I look at and say, how many years have you been in the league? I'd expect that out of a rookie. I wouldn't expect that out of Kyrie Irving.
John in Rutland on the Red Sox. Hi, John.
Oh, hey, guys. Just wanted to offer a different opinion about the West Coast road trip right now. I love the fact that it starts the season because it gets it over with. These guys don't have late nights on the West Coast again until late August.
I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I love it. April baseball, to me, is kind of throwaway baseball to begin with. So once May, June, July gets here and we all start paying attention and really getting into the games, they're on at 7 every night. I love that.
I said that earlier. I think that in some ways, in some respects, it's a break to start out West.
Well, and competitively, not just for the viewer, but competitively it might be too. You get it over with, you knock 11 right out of the gate. Now you got 151 to go, and 81 of them are at home.
And New York still has to go out there, and Toronto still, or Tampa, who might be good, still has to go out there, so your competition still has to go out there.
Sure, and don't forget Cleveland, Houston. Well, you know, I mean, but for Houston, it's a trip too.
So that's all on paper. Not much good if you come back like 2-9. Then that sort of defeats the purpose then, doesn't it? You got it out of the way, but you also got waxed, and now you're 7 games underwater.
I mean, to me, again, that's the thing that sticks out. Is like in all these games, it feels like they're behind by a lot early. And I know that the one with Eduardo Rodriguez, they had a lead and he gave it up. And like, or not Eduardo Rodriguez, the game on Sunday. They get out in front and then they gave it up. And it's like, so even when they get a lead, they can't hold it. The starters can't. The starters have buried them. Absolutely freaking buried them.
Stephen Lowell on Kraft. Yes, Steve.
Hey, guys. So I think you guys have got this wrong, and I want to tell you why. I think what Kraft did reflects poorly on him and on the team, and in some ways on the region, but I think he needs to fight this. Security cameras were installed in a private residence in a private location. It was done so for the stated reason of human trafficking. There's no evidence of human trafficking.
That's wrong. That's wrong. Steve, Steve, your phone sucks, and you. That's wrong. They have evidence of human trafficking. They have evidence of human trafficking. They've said they don't have enough to go to court and win, but they have evidence of human trafficking. Okay, so you have that wrong.
Some bottles in the refrigerator. There's no evidence, Michael. They've had cameras in there for 2 months. The only thing they have is a picture of a refrigerator, which they said they're not going to court with because it's not enough evidence.
They have more than a picture of a refrigerator, Steve.
Okay. I'd like to see it. I mean,
well, they do. I mean, so but you know, Kraft's lawyers. This is what they've done, and it's not. You're an easy mark. The Bobos around here, the brainless Patriots fans, are easy to say. Oh, there's no evidence. That's not true. The sheriff down there said we don't have enough to go to prevail in court right now. He's just being honest. They've got to turn. They've got to flip some of the gals that were involved in it, and that's hard to do. They're afraid of being deported. They're afraid that the families that they've left back home are going to get shut off financially. And so if any of those gals come forward, the whole operation that got them involved in the first place turns around and hurts their family and hurts them financially and otherwise. So it's hard to get these guys to turn and testify. So that's probably what they're running into. That doesn't mean they have no evidence. That's just wrong. They have evidence. They may not have enough to convict, but they got evidence. And by the way, I just think their heart's in the right place. I think their heart's in the right place. I trust them a hell of a lot more than I trust Kraft's attorneys. They're now worried about your civil liberties. Would you please? That's a joke.
So when this guy says Kraft could challenge it, my question is, what does he gain?
He absolutely could challenge it, and he might prevail.
Okay, but again, what does he gain?
That's sort of the thing that's building here. The league's still going to whack you, and you have not, again, publicly. I've heard some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, but he has not publicly yet denied that he went for sex, had sex, paid for sex. So as long as those are the facts, all he's just disputing right now is the camera and the traffic stop. He has not disputed the fact that he went for sex, had sex, paid for sex. So if you went for sex, had sex, paid for sex, and that's on the table, and that's what you did, you solicited, and the league's still going to whack you, what are you fighting?
See, this is the part I don't get, is to what end? What are you going to gain out of this? And in fact, not only that, I think I can argue, and I would argue, that you're actually losing in the process. Because let's say that some of these, you know, these changes that you've noticed in the commentary and the covering of the story in the last few days are sort of coming out of the league office. Then the league's looking at it and going, no. They're digging in. They're starting to dig in, too. And I'm not telling you they're digging their heels in for World War III. I just think that I look at the whole thing and people are looking at it going, what are you doing here? You lose. Not only do you not gain, you lose.
Elliot in Maine on something we have not hit on today, but the sad demise, the quick sad demise of the AAF. That was quick. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah. So first of all, boys, love the show. This is a big one for me. AAF went down today. They're not going to be coming back up. There's big financial questions going on right now. But here's the kicker. If you look at the WWE and Vince McMahon, he sold $275 million worth of stock today. And I believe that's enough money to buy out the AAF, merge it with the XFL, which comes next year, and make that a competition piece to the NFL. Not a D-League to the NFL, a different product under Vince McMahon. And I'm telling you, this amount of money that he just dumped on this thing, this is a real opportunity for him. This is something very serious and something we should look at. Hey, anyway, boys, love the show. Have a good one.
I'm rooting for it. XFL, AAF, USFL, I don't care. I've talked about this a lot. I won't bore you with it again. I like spring football. I like these spring football leagues.
Same with me. The quality of this is pretty good.
I didn't think it was horrible. If you got two TV screens and it's on one, you're fine. I enjoyed watching Manziel run around out there. There's a place that there's this whole, you know, Tebow, Manziel. You know, there's not as many on defense, but there's a billion running backs you could throw in this thing. There's a whole slew of quarterbacks who aren't quite NFL caliber, but they're interesting characters and personalities, and you'll want to watch. And what the hell else is there? So I like spring football. I like these leagues. I want one of them to stick. It's just amazing. It shows you how hard it is. It's so damn expensive. It's so damn expensive. And I think it's just the operational cost of it.
So how many games did they play?
Like eight.
They got eight in?
Maybe less. I don't know, six?
Okay, that's more than I would have guessed. Because I'm just going to tell you, eight. If the season, if the plan is for April to be part of the season, they're going to have a hard time. You know, you've got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, the Masters, the NFL draft. Like,
okay, and then you get May. I mean, I don't know. I'm just
telling you that that's a hard sell. April's a hard sell.
They were 2 weeks away from their playoffs. I think you probably would have got more eyes on those games. I don't know. I wish that they just got through a whole season before they tanked the thing. It's a bummer that it just ends like that.
I just want the XFL. Jimmy Stewart, is the XFL, is it one owner, one central owner of the WWE, and that's how they're doing it?
It's Vince McMahon owns all, and there are general managers for each team.
How many teams are there?
I don't know that they have announced that. They probably have, but it's probably 6 to 8.
So I just think there's a place for a bona fide, genuine spring league. And I wish the not that I was a huge AAF fan, but it was on. I would have it on. Right? And I know Murray loves bad football. Like, that's right up your alley.
Yeah. No, again, I was looking forward to these playoffs. I really was.
You were looking forward to the playoffs?
Yeah. That Hotshots team's pretty good. The Arizona team. I liked them.
Listen to this.
Murray should be the commissioner.
Commissioner of bad football here. Hello.
The BFC. Yeah. Bad football commissioner.
I mean, it did. I'm not telling you that it was like it was doing American Idol, but it did little tiny numbers. I bet it outdrew the NHL, for crying out loud. I bet it outdrew a lot of stuff. Golf, all this other stuff that's on TV. I mean, there's going to be, so you do draw some people to the table. Murray freaking watches the thing. That's one out of three in this room.
Murray watches Thursday Night Football between Tampa and like
true.
Cleveland when the Browns were bad.
Loves a good color rush game.
Give me Tennessee Jacksonville on a Thursday night, I'm in.
Cincinnati Jacksonville. Yeah. Murray's all over it. Taking his pants off, for crying out loud. The bad football commissioner.
Quickly, Carrion Hudson on Kraft. Go.
I agree with your take on the whole issue. I think Kraft has now crossed the Rubicon, and he is just going to be viewed, no matter what he does, as a sad, pathetic, slimy old guy. I'll hang up and
okay.
Hear your comments.
That's, you know, whether his charges are dropped or reinstated or he's guilty or innocent, I mean, that's, if that's what you feel about him, how does any of that change if they say the traffic stop was bad?
It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't. And that was the real damage of the whole thing. From the very beginning, that was the damage of the whole thing.
And that's not how I feel. Like, that doesn't...
No, I don't feel that way either, because, again, I don't make that judgment of him.
I hate the way they fight things. Like, he just can't take the loss.
My issue, honestly, is with how he did it in the first place. Again, I'm not telling you that I would do it, okay, because I wouldn't. But, his life's different than mine. He's older. It's whatever. But, like, how he did it to leave himself so vulnerable, and then the way he has fought it. To me, that's my issue.
Okay, so earlier in the show, we tried something different, i.e. we tried to have a little bit of fun. I don't know how it went. We did, there's a great segment, if you listen to Murray and Gasper on the weekends, 5 questions that have nothing to do with sports that Murray peppers with Gasper. So he peppered Felger and Maz with 5 questions that have nothing to do with sports earlier in the show. Are we going to replay any of this here in the final word?
No.
Okay. So
I thought we were replaying at 35, so I didn't give it to Hardy to do anything with.
Okay. So then listen to it online, and you tell us if we should be engaging in that sort of activity or we should just stick to sports, which is pretty much what we do. 98.5 The Sports Hub for all the replays. 98.5thesportshub.com and the app. The final word, whatever we have in the final word.
A lot of Maz.
Okay, very Maz.
Angry Maz.
Maz was caffeinated today.
Oh, my God, was Maz angry. Had the ass, as we like to say. It was brilliant. You'll get the highlights right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Felger here for...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Naz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Naz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Naz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? Only one place to go, Town Fair Tire. The best nobody prices can. And great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
All right, so we had actually a lot to choose from here, but we'll stick with two pieces of sound today and a very Maz-centric final word, a caffeinated Maz. We will start with Maz versus Adam, Red Sox starting on the road on the West Coast.
Adam and Lowell, what are your thoughts on the Sox?
Hey, guys, yeah, the losing streak stinks, but no one stinks more. Who the hell put this schedule together? It's like, this is another reason why baseball's dying. All right, defending World Series champion Red Sox, who are we matching up with? Round to bat, let's go. How about the Mariners? Yeah, sure. And then let's send them to that dump of a stadium that Oakland calls a stadium. What a disgrace. You have so many good things to open up. You could have them open against the Yankees, the Astros. How about the Dodgers? I don't care anything else. Whoever put the schedule together, you're the reason baseball's dying. It's
a
strike away from being soccer.
I think you're a baby. I think you're a baby. You big baby. Oh, we have to open out West. How come we have to fly to Seattle to start? What? You don't want them to go to the West Coast? You want them to play every game at home? Is that the deal? Like, somehow, this one's pissing me off more than anybody. We get a call, more than anything, rather. And we get a call about this yesterday, too. Hell, they have to open on the road on the West Coast. Who came up with this schedule, defending world champs? Oh, what do you think? They waited for the whole thing to end, and they made the schedule? Is that what they did? Like, what? Too bad! Too bad, you big baby! How about just, what was your record on the road last year? How come you don't look at that? Oh, you people suck.
Yeah,
seriously.
Goodell's out. Manfred's out to get him.
It's Goodell.
Oh, you big baby. Seriously, that they open on the West Coast. Oh, wah! You big babies.
The this week in baseball theme, really.
It's
it makes everything that. So much
it
better.
It is the best.
Red Sox were 51-30 on the road last year. It's 102 win pace, by the way. Just putting that out there.
We also had this. Maz going off on Scott Boras, making it all about himself.
Love it.
Throughout the process.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah.
The kind of person that
blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Holy crap, what a load of hot air. Holy crap. Self-understood. Did you catch that one?
Yep.
Look inside himself. Did you catch that one? Championship team, championship player. When you have that, blah, 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 blah. Holy crap, would you shut up? Jesus. It's like I got to sit there and listen to this. Can you imagine a conversation between him and Kyrie Irving?
Oh, my God.
Objective and subjective and, you know, self-understood. This is self-understanding the parameters. I got to look inside myself. What a load of crap. Holy smokes, Scott Boras.
Alex Cora, you can stop leaving me those dirty messages on my phone about getting this done.
Oh, you're so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he's hilarious. Oh, stop. Stop, please, no more. Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
It was strong. It was strong to quite strong.
A little over the top.
I loved it. Loved every second of it.
I just, years and years of hearing that guy talk have worn me out.
Love it.
Can't help it.
Maz, are you going to repeat that here on the Baseball Reporters?
Not exactly. No, we only have a half hour program. Also, by the way, so I couldn't go on for that long.
That's too bad.
But the Bruins are playing Columbus, obviously. So we'll take you to Bruins pregame at 6:30. Look at the Red Sox defeat last night as much as we can. Really, it's about the first five games, and I just want Red Sox fans to tell me when they will be concerned. Okay, and then two other things we'll get to in the program. Very interesting story by Alex Speer in the Globe that posted this afternoon about the Red Sox and how they're approaching this extension of their current roster and window into a championship. And a former Red Sox player whom the team left depart by free agency, we'll fill you in on how he's doing so far in his new digs. We'll tell you about that, too.
Okay. Call to talk baseball with Maz now, 617-779-0985. No commercials, just an update. Then you get Anthony. We're back at tomorrow at 2. Bruins tonight, again, as Maz just mentioned. We'll talk about it tomorrow and some other items with you. See you, Anthony.
Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Night Train overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at granitecityelectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.